Richard, you're up, and we've got a couple of car reviews I'd like to squeeze in today, have a little fun maybe. What have you driven lately?
Yeah, so I guess a fun car that's more surprising than I wasn't sure of, that's actually relatively affordable, is the 2022 Honda Civic. So it's completely redesigned for 2022. Major stuff is, of course, the styling. They've really redesigned the body, kind of given it a different look. And you could argue if it's more, it's more conventional, right? That's mm-hmm. kind of the way they're referring to it as. But really is a fun vehicle. Sedan and hatchback is available, of course. I drove the hatchback, which was really great. It was a really fun car. Got a lot of stuff in the back of it. Underneath the hood is a base four-cylinder turbocharged engine, which works really well, especially at our altitude. Again, you folks are probably tired of us talking about that, how a turbocharged engine. But even a four-cylinder, being that it's turbocharged, works really, really well. It's a fantastic little car. Fuel economy, I was right there in the mid-30s on this vehicle. It's got a lot of safety features that are standard. This vehicle, that as I drove it, I believe was in the mid-20s.
Okay.
Because this was the Honda Civic, and I'm going to pull up the exact trim level that we drove. We drove the Sport Touring.
Okay.
And so we've actually got, and so that's kind of the mid-grade, right? So it's about 25, 26 or so. Not quite top of the line, the SI, which actually I'm driving this week, and we'll get to that here in a few weeks and talk about that vehicle, is a really great car. But again, as far as the hatchback goes, if you're looking for more of that cargo room, Dad, and some of that ability, this is the way to go. And again, it also gives you that nice little sporty, peppy engine. Great fuel economy, redesigned interior. Now, I will say this, Dad. It's not going to blow you away with any luxury or any of that sort of apportionment. But you and I talked about this car earlier this week, and it's really kind of almost in a class of its own in terms of the manufacturers, and not of a lot of other manufacturers have capitalized on this segment of vehicles.
Right. And by the way, great vehicle. I agree with everything Richard said. The redesign I really like. This is a staple in the Honda lineup, as you all know, and a little larger than it used to be. So if you haven't been in a Civic for quite some time, it is a little larger, yet they didn't sacrifice any of the reliability or safety features, all the rest of the stuff, Richard, that you're used to on a Civic, miles per gallon and so on. They've actually done a really good job of all of that. So I know you drove something else. So in the meantime, folks, if you want to go drive a Civic or buy one, I would encourage you to do so. Go to your local Honda dealer. Tell them that John and Richard Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.